2 years ago, when the rubble of the World Trade Center was still smoldering, it was a commonplace observation that American politics would never be the same. Well, today, the great difference in attitudes that 9/11 brought with it has subsided. The Pew Research Center has released its fourth major survey of Americans' political values since 1987. Andrew Kohut, the director of the Pew Center, joins us once again. And Andy, the electorate as we approach 2004 and the electorate from back in the year 2000, pre-9/11, look awfully similar.
Well, awfully similar in the sense that it's still a 50-50 nation with about an equal division of opinion, Republicans to Democrats. The Republicans have made some gains. But the real difference is that there's much more partisan contention than there was 4 years ago. And the mood of national unity that we saw right after the 9/11 attacks has given away to a fair degree of disagreement amongst the American public on key issues. And the American electorate is ready to sit down and have a real Donnybrook about issues come Election Day.
What changes have there been in party identification in the electorate since 2000?
Well, really, it's since 9/11. Mm-hmm. After the 9/11 attacks, the Republican Party made gains across the board because of President Bush. President Bush got high marks for handling the war on terrorism. And the Republicans and Democrats start about even on a registered voter base. 4 years ago, the Democrats had a little advantage. But when the Republicans and Democrats start about even on a registered voter base, that means there's a slight advantage to the Republican Party on a likely voter base because Republicans turn out on a higher basis. So the Republicans start ahead of where they were 4 years ago.
But an equally important group in the electorate, equally important to Democrats and Republicans, are the independents. And there are a lot of graphs in your report where you track a Republican graph of responses to some issues and a Democratic line, another graph, and then the independents often look a lot more like the Democrats this time than they do like the Republicans.
That's the case. Certainly that's the case on national security issues. To some extent it's the case on the domestic agenda. But the Republicans have sort of gone off in their own direction on security and foreign policy issues, and the Democrats have moved to the left on the domestic agenda and specifically on the social safety net, and the independents have followed them.
Have followed the Democrats. Looking back over the past surveys that Pew has done, you find, I was very surprised by this, by the way, you find startling similarities between the position of President Bush in the polls a year before re-election, and not just his father back in 1991, a year before he faced re-election, but also President Clinton in 1995, a year before he faced re-election.
That's right. President Bush's approval ratings have fallen, and now we have about equal numbers of people saying they're inclined to vote for his reelection versus an unnamed or generic Democrat. But that was the case for Clinton in 95, and certainly George Bush the first was facing mounting economic problems, and so they were all tied 13 months out ahead of their second presidential election. But you know, obviously, President Bush the first went on to lose. President Clinton
won by a landslide.
So this generic measure tells us about how the public feels about the president at a given moment, but in the abstract, not in relationship to real challengers.
I want you to talk a little bit about religion in American political values. You have one table where there are two columns. I think it's 10 states each. And the 10 states on the left all went Republican in the 2000 presidential election. 9 of the 10 states on the right went Democratic. And the difference between the two is the states on the left are the ones that are most religious, and the states on the right are the ones that are least religious.
That state list reflects the fact that in this survey we found the widest partisan gap in religious commitment that we've seen since 1987, largely because white evangelical Protestants have gone over in droves in increasing numbers. This process is ongoing to the Republican Party, and the Democrats are bereft of a group of people who, these white evangelicals, who are once key Democratic constituencies. Remember, Jimmy Carter was a white evangelical Protestant.
Andy, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
You're welcome, Robert.
Andrew Kohut, who is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, which today has released its 2004 Political Landscape Report titled Evenly Divided and Increasingly Polarized.